won't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And thank you to Morning Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com for support of this show. Use the Owner's Manual Radio Show. 35 minutes after the hour, learn more about epilepsy and seizures from a doctor who speaks firsthand about it. And he says this is the season for seizures, which is interesting to me. So he'll talk about that much more 35 after the hour. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, or on the phone if you prefer to talk to Dr. Mike on the phone. It's 877-711-5211. Dr. Mike, sugar or fat, as you suggested before the break, what's more addictive?
Well, this is a really interesting study. They took high school students, so these were the subjects, if you will, and they then gave them either, and I'm going to try and not make the mistake, they gave them the same calorie meal, but they gave them, which was a milkshake, but they gave them one that was either high in sugar or high in fat. And they wanted, and they studied the brain, the pleasure centers, with an MRI, so it wasn't a bad event for the kids, meaning there wasn't risk. And what they found is that they both lit up the pleasure centers, but sugar did so, had triple the effect, if you will, from reward circuitry. It not only got the usual reward circuitry in the amygdala, but also got other areas of the brain that are reward network related to a much greater degree. Then after 4 hours, they saw that there was a lack of activity in that area and a activity in the hunger center, saying that these kids were more stimulated to re-eat sugar. So sugar trumps fat in addictiveness.
What is the fat in a milkshake? Is it the ice cream?
The fat in a milkshake is both the ice cream and the saturated fat of milk.
Yeah.
And they added some other, you know, there often are other things that are added that have saturated fat in it as well.
Okay, so what's the lesson here from this study?
The lesson is that simple sugars are very addictive for our brain. So it is those foods with simple sugars in it and added syrups and simple carbohydrates that are the most at risk for you if you worry about gaining weight.
All right. I talk a lot about or mention a lot about how the healthy eating needs to be a little more proactive or more convincing and convincing people to eat healthy foods, because the marketing of the fast foods, the unhealthy foods, is pretty strong, and you see it a lot. And there's a story out this week that talks about how more expensive is it to eat healthy. Eating well, is it very expensive?
Well, it costs about $1.50 more per day. But there are two stories out. So one was the look at that on in general. And the second was, can you eat healthy on $4.30 a day, which is the average of food stamps?
Mm-hmm.
And what the person found who did this, so it is, the story is eating well on $4.30 a day is the title of it. And it turns out that she could eat that way. She did it for 6 weeks, so she literally limited herself to $4.30. And if you will, and that's really important since one in six Americans is on food stamps, the key point, the good value in proteins were peanuts and peanut butter, which costs less than about $2.50 a pound, even at Whole Foods. Eggs, which were 20 cents each, and legumes like split peas, lentils, peanuts are actually in that same category, which cost about $1 a pound. Then avoid, and there are a couple rules, don't eat out, don't eat packaged or processed foods, Don't try to live on energy bars and avoid cheap carbohydrates except for the healthy ones, which are whole wheat pasta, steel-cut oatmeal, brown rice, baked potatoes and sweet potatoes, and whole wheat bread. Fruits and veggies were tougher to work into her budget, but she ate plenty of bananas at about 20 cents a piece. You can find them often. She also bought frozen peas, corn, and other mixed vegetables for about $1.30 a pound, and she took a cheap multivitamin every day, a men's over 50, which is what you should be doing. Milk was relatively expensive. Bottom line, she managed to eat well for less than $4 a day, and what she came out concluding is she couldn't believe how much money she had wasted in the past on eating at more than $4 a day.
Yeah, and all those some of those foods you did mention, they don't sound like an undue hardship. You mentioned some of the things that are, you know, we eat every day, the eggs and
peanuts and peanut butter, yeah. And those are healthy foods. So yeah, you can really do it. I actually, you know, the other thing is I keep telling people to eat salmon burgers. You can go to Costco, and I love this, and I have no relationship to either Costco or the company that makes them, and get Trident salmon burgers. There are 13, or I think they're 12, rather, for under $10 at the local Costco, and they're 4 ounces of wonderful salmon. So for a buck a day, you get a great piece of salmon. Under a buck a day, you get a great piece of salmon. It is the overage of the Alaska salmon run. Literally, the only thing in these 4-ounce salmon burgers are, in fact, salmon. So it's a wonderful way. You can grill them up really easily, and they taste just fantastic. I put a little garlic or rosemary on them.
You grill them out in the winter months, right?
Well, I grill them on an indoor stove in the winter, correct.
Mm, yeah. Diet soda, there's this belief that diet soda is good, it helps lose weight, but there's something contrary to that belief, right?
Right. Well, the great news is it's falling out of favor. This is research from Wells Fargo, which has an investment bank, apparently, and found that low-calorie and zero-calorie soda sales were down 7% in the United States. Regular soda was down 2%. And several studies in the past couple of years have torn holes in the theory that zero-calorie sodas mean zero weight gain. In fact, what it shows is that they cause you to crave sweets because apparently your brain wants something sweet when you taste something sweet, and it expects that reward. Since beverages don't deliver, that craving in your brain that we talked about just before that you get with the milkshake that is high in sugar, when you have something that tastes sweet, apparently that craving occurs, and that's what is happening in your brain. So these two studies are linked together in that way, and the plunging sales numbers may suggest that consumers are catching wise to all of this. The solution, stick to water, caffeinated water, and coffee.
I had a nutritionist on talking about this on my morning show this week, and I said I put a gun to her head. I don't, you know what I mean? I said, well, okay, if you needed a soda, I know drink water, that's the best thing. But if you wanted a soda, diet or regular soda, which one would you pick? What would you pick?
Well, you'd pick diet, and I'd pick regular water, so I wouldn't pick any soda.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, water. if you didn't have any water and you wanted something,
I would pick diet soda.
Now she picked a regular. She said she'd say go for the regular than the diet. So
that's what makes horse races, eh?
Yeah, right. That's right. That's why they make chocolate and vanilla, right? That's why they have the two different varieties of ice cream there. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then it'll be guest time at 35 minutes after the hour. We'll discuss epilepsy and seizures, and this is the season for seizures. And we'll find out why and everything else you need to know about these two issues coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.